Cabaret. Recently, I had the opportunity to once again see the theater production of the musical Cabaret. I went for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, I love live theater and I love musicals. In addition, my personal dance instructor, Beverly, was one of the performers, playing a role in the production of Cabaret by a local repertory company. I wanted to see her and honor her for making the effort. Cabaret is arguably one of the six greatest iconic classic musicals ever to grace Broadway. Others include West Side Story, Les Miserables, The Phantom of the Opera, Hamilton, and Chicago. It debuted in 1966, running continuously until 1969. Since then, it's had at least three revival performances on Broadway in 1987, 1998, and 2014. Not to mention the number of performances in regional and local theaters and repertory groups around the world. In addition, the movie Cabaret came out in 1972, winning 8 Academy Awards and starring Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey. What makes Cabaret so intriguing to me are three things. The first one is the score, the music, the songs. Four of my favorites. First of all, the song Cabaret. This is the titular song of the musical, performed by the master of ceremonies at the Kit Kat Club. It serves as an introduction to the decadent and hedonistic atmosphere of the club. Another song is called Willkommen. It's performed again by the master of ceremonies, and it welcomes the audience to the Kit Kat Club and sets the tone for the rest of the show. A third song, Maybe This Time, sung by the character Sally Bowles. It's an emotionally charged song reflecting her hopes and dreams despite the uncertainties of her life in Berlin. And finally, I love Money Money, the energetic and catchy number performed by the MC and the Kit Kat girls, celebrating the allure and power of money. The second thing that attracted me to Cabaret are the characters that the story revolves around. The primary focus is on an American writer named Cliff Bradshaw and his romantic relationship with a British cabaret performer named Sally Bowles, who's lively, carefree, and somewhat naive about political situation unfolding around her. The setting is the seedy Kit Kat Club, where the master of ceremonies oversees the decadent nightlife of Berlin. Another character is Ernst Ludwig, a German businessman who becomes involved with the Nazis, and his intentions with Cliff and other characters serve as a reminder of the political turmoil engulfing Germany at that time. In addition, Fräulein Schneider is an elderly German landlady of the boarding house where Cliff resides, who develops a romantic relationship with Herr Schultz, a Jewish fruit vendor, but faces pressure to break it off due to his Jewish heritage. The third reason that Cabaret is so intriguing to me is the storyline. It is timeless. Cabaret is set in 1931 Berlin during the rise of the Nazis. As the characters navigate love, sexuality, and personal identity, the rise of the Nazi Party and the impending threat of World War II loom in the background. The musical's climax coincides with the growing influence of the Nazis, leading to devastating consequences. To me, Cabaret is so relevant to the issues facing us today in this world we live in. Given the war that is occurring in Ukraine, I felt I had to speak about it. Some of the major messages from the musical include, one, warning against the rise of authoritarianism. Cabaret depicts the insidious spread of Nazism in the 1930s in Berlin, serving as a cautionary tale about the dangers of political extremism and the erosion of democracy. Secondly, the importance of resisting oppression. Throughout the musical, characters grapple with the moral dilemma of whether to speak out against injustice or remain silent to ensure their own safety. Cabaret emphasizes the importance of resistance and standing up against oppression, even in the face of fear and uncertainty. Third, the human cost of political conflict. The characters in Cabaret experience firsthand the devastating consequences of political turmoil and conflict. The musical highlights the human cost of war, persecution, and discrimination, reminding audiences of the need to empathize with those afflicted by political violence and displacement. And finally, the danger of complacency. Cabaret critiques the apathy and complacency of individuals who choose to ignore or dismiss the warning signs of impending crisis. The musical challenges audiences to confront uncomfortable truths and take proactive steps to prevent history from repeating itself. The musical serves as a reminder of the dangers of nationalistic rhetoric, the fragility of peace, and the ongoing struggle for freedom and democracy. As global tensions escalate and authoritarian regimes gain power, the lessons of Cabaret remain as relevant and urgent as ever.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.